The Jerry Valeri Show. It's Big Froggy 101.1 in the studio with me, a good friend of mine for a while, B.A. Brian Allen. Brian, how are you, buddy?
I am fantastic, Jerry. How you doing?
Good. I want to know where you are right now other than here, because if everywhere I go, you're there, so I assume you have clones.
It's weird. I've been struggling with my voice, and my speech therapist told me not to talk, so I've been kind of laying low lately.
And I've been losing a voice a little bit, too, so it's going to be a rough one.
Yeah, this is not puberty, Jerry.
You need to rest up, though, because this weekend it's coming, the Santa Crawl.
Yes, sir. The 15th annual Santa Crawl is on Saturday.
For people that don't know about the Santa Crawl, we'll get into what it is exactly and the fun that it is, because it's a huge fun event. But it's also, it raises money for a good cause.
Yeah, it started as just five single guys looking for some attention back in 2004.
You were always good at looking for attention.
You know, just shameless ways to get attention. Yeah. And then when we lost Pat Bolin, who was standard here in State College.
Colleague of mine, I love Pat.
Yeah, ESPN Radio. When he passed away, Gary Sanderson, Larry Fall, who organizes it, they got together and said, "Hey, let's do something." Keith Conlon was another one.
Sure, good.
And we said, "Yeah, that's a great cause, and let's start raising some money." So people will give $20; they'll get a wristband, and that waives all the cover charges at all the bars. There's 20 participating bars. Envy and Sharky's being the new two.
Yeah, it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
At 1 year, you ended up having to split up, and it was like Benjamin Button. You're ending up on different ends, and then you meet in the middle.
Yeah, we used to start at the east end of town where Kildare's. It was Hooters before that. And then we would just work our way up to the cafe and then into the cafe. And then about 10 years ago, it was so big, we had to start at two ends of town.
Right.
And now, although there's an unofficial start of 6 o'clock at the cafe in Primanti's, people pretty much kind of do their own thing. And anywhere you go, you can find Santas.
They're going to find you. And it doesn't just have to be Santas. We've had Olafs. We've had elves.
Yeah, Yukon, Cornelius, very creative. It's funny because usually the people who are the first timers, they'll just have their little hat, and then they'll see that they're woefully underdressed. And the next year, they really go all out. And just to mention the $20, every single cent of it goes to the Pat Bolin Memorial Scholarship Fund.
Which goes to scholarships for people with
Donald Belisario School of Communications. We've helped, because the internships, you've been there, I've been there. Right. They usually don't pay, and if they do, it's not a lot of money. And if you're in your industry, the big cities are where you want to be.
Right.
So we've helped 10 and, up to
and,
this point.
And they don't pay. I have a friend that was an intern on the Howard Stern Show, and how much money that generates? Free. You have to find a way to live in New York City for free.
For free.
good luck. It was like, right. I'm interning for Howard Stern and living under a bridge.
Right. That is a great internship, though.
Yeah, well, it definitely is.
Yeah, so we've funded 10 interns, and we've raised $50,000 so far. That's $10,000 last year.
And you're having fun, and you're raising Christmas cheer.
Yeah, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. Having fun and doing something good for our future.
Absolutely. So if people want to get the wristband, if they want to get set up, do they have to register in advance?
We try to make it as easy as possible. If you'd like to have them and the wristbands in hand, you can buy them at the hotel, State College during the day.
Sure.
Bradley's Cheesesteaks, downtown or North Atherton, the cafe, and then any bar you go to in the beginning, that most of them have the wristbands for you. If you're, if you have like an XY chromosome and your planning skills are horrible, you can just show up at the bar and pay your $20.
And when you get this wristband, that's good. That's going to get you into every bar.
20 bars. Yep. It's those that grows too, because there probably was only 9. When we first started,
it's hard. And without listing all the bars, it's hard to find a bar in downtown that isn't doing the Santa Crawl.
Yeah, which is great because it makes it easier. And, for those who might be a little shy and think they won't know anybody, 95% of the time you're going to know somebody, and the other 5% you're going to meet some new friends.
Yeah, just look for somebody in a Santa hat or somebody dressed
any winter themed. You know, all religions are welcome.
Absolutely,
just, yeah, it is
Hanukkah.
Yes,
that's welcome for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it's a good time.
Dress up like a menorah, but keep the open flame away from the bars.
Yeah, we don't want to start any fires. That would be bad.
That'd be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to 15, and then next year 16.
Yes, sir.
Not going to be ending anytime soon.
Not that I know of.
The 15th annual Santa Crawl, again, the unofficial start.
Oh, yeah. Just one other thing. There is a Rudolph Fun Run Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Starts at the municipal building, and that money goes also to the School of Communications. And you can go to the leftrightrepeat.net or santacrawl.org. I think that's what it is.
All right, good.
Let me make sure. Yeah, santarun.org is what it is.
Santarun.org.
And that's $25 to run in it.
Notice that they don't put the run the morning after the Santa
Crawl. No, We're smart. And that keeps growing, too. We have like 100 runners.
That's awesome. Give that website one more time, santarun.org.
Yeah, it's a santarun.org or leftrightrepeat.net.
So get a run in and then go hang out with your best friends on Saturday night.
You can even get a discount if you want to do both the run and the crawl. It's $40 for both, and that's a $5 discount.
Absolutely. Sounds good. B.A., thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, Jerry.